Hi everyone, this is Lily and thank you for tuning in to Red Flags Make Cute Scarves. Welcome back or welcome for the first time. Happy to have you either way. I want you guys to know that I hear you when you have said that when I try my hand at something besides an interview, I am disorganized and I am all over the place. So I'm talking a little 90-day fiance before the 90 days with Sam, who has actually produced all of my interviews, except for the first one with Tracy, all of the Love After Lockup interviews. And I actually wrote down an outline, and it's surprisingly helpful. You guys were right. So it rambles a little bit, goes in a little bit more of an organized direction. Hopefully that won't drive some of you as crazy. I just want you to know I hear you. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. It's crazy, crazy times in the world right now. So hopefully this will distract you a little bit if you have anything bad going on. And we as always, wish you the best. You can find me on Instagram if you search for Lily Red. On Facebook, there's a Facebook group, Red Flags Make Cute Scarves. I'm on Twitter. I'm not that active on Twitter, but I'm on there too. And I would love to hear from you and hear anything you have to say. So hopefully you find me and hopefully you like this. And here we go with Sam.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Samantha Schmoopy Beaverhausen Bedore?
It is.
Hi, it's Lily from your favorite podcast, Red Flags Make Cute Scarves. How are you?
Hey, Lily. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I just busted all of our listeners' eardrums. Guys, this is not how we really talk.
No squealing.
We're going to try. This is Sam. She has really helped me with this podcast, producing like a lot of, you've helped me with every 90 day, Love After Lockup interview, except for Tracy. And I think that that's kind of clear if people go back and listen to that interview. Thank you
that's
for that.
That's generous of you.
But this is the first time you've been on the air, so we're really excited. How are you? Are you excited to be here?
Excited to be here. Nervous. Just want to give the people what they want.
There you go. That's all you can do. And the people want it.
Yeah, they do.
But what I want is to talk a little bit about 90 Day Fiancé, or before the 90 days, I guess, is technically what we're talking about. So, Is that okay? Wow. Is that a good topic for you?
Yes.
A good spontaneous topic we haven't planned at all.
I just finished the episode. Good God.
Okay. So I actually, what is going to be different about this recap is that I wrote kind of an outline down, y'all, and we're going to see how that goes.
Love it.
We start out this episode with a warm, fuzzy shot of David and Lana at a restaurant, where he is giving her a really nice phone, quite frankly, a very nice phone. What did you, I don't know if you, I have a very controversially opinion about Lana, and I said it when I was talking to Julia, that she should have either stayed in hiding or she owes David a little bit of ass or something at this point. And I mean, she stood the man up on 5 international trips, hundreds of, I forgot what number she gave. A lot of fucking money, a lot of years. She should have never met him,
like,
or
$500,000.
I have done a lot worse for a lot less. I'll tell you that right now. And
literally.
So, and that was a nice phone. But your thought, what do you think about David and Lana?
I am blown away. Literally, I was at the point where I would have bet a good amount of money that Lana was absolutely fake, that he would never, ever see her. And then what did they do? Boom. Shock and awe.
We thought it was going to be Caesar.
I mean, I was surprised. Well done, 90 Day. Well done. That was tricky.
So what is her end game? Obviously, she is a scammer. What is her end game? Why did she decide to show up? Do you think it was because of the show?
I think they must have offered her a good amount of money. I mean, there is no love there. There is no friendship. There's barely any communication.
There's barely tolerance.
I mean, honestly, every time I see it, it just makes me think of, like, you know, I have a son and he's 17. And once they get to these, like, little years when they're 12 years old, 13 years old, they don't want to hug you anymore. They look at you like you're a psycho. You know, they're like, you know, they just try to get away from you. And that's what I keep seeing in her eyes, that look of, like, God, Dad, stop hugging me like this. And it's so uncomfortable. It's terrible.
So I think her end game should have been just, I'm never going to show up. Stop coming over here seven times, however many times. Or at this point, like, just, I bet then if we look back, though, because they did show the photos that he used, who has really catfished
you? Yeah. That was mutual catfishing. I mean, I'm sorry. He is also guilty of being ridiculous. I mean, I don't even know.
So,
I mean, she...
He's guilty of being ridiculous. Yes, that's very true.
I mean, but who goes back that many times? I think this is his fourth time, if I'm not wrong. Who goes back? If somebody stands you up... I mean, I've literally gone 15 minutes down the road, and if I think someone's going to stand me up, or they're, like, 15 minutes late, and it's not a good friend of mine, I'm, like, never talking to you again.
I'm at my own house, and you're supposed to come over.
I mean, what would compel you to do that? And plus, the thing, too, about her, why did she meet with him? It had to be that they offered her a large amount of money, because she was successfully catfishing him for 7 years. I mean, she probably had another 10 to 15 years that he would put up with this as long as he was still with us.
And
you know what I'm saying?
A lot of questions. I want to circle back to it because I want to touch on all the couples, but I have a lot of questions about when they talk about going off the website. I want to hear your thoughts on the website and that this could be a whole podcast in itself. Like, I've written down a lot about questions I have about the website, and I think you might know the answers. I want to talk about that. What else about David and Lana right up front? His angry email to Sergey, the private investigator.
Like, boom, Sergey, look, we're together, we're in love, she's real, sucker. I mean, that's gonna blow up in his face. I hope Sergey writes him an email back. How'd that turn out for you, David? I mean,
how many angry emails like that do you think Sergey gets?
Zero. One. Just one from David. I don't know, actually. Is he out of Russia? Because maybe
he is, and he said that happened a lot.
He probably does it all day long.
When David stormed out in a huff with his translator when they met at the restaurant, he said that this reaction was typical when people hire... you know, most of the time, I would venture to say, if you're hiring a private investigator, you know the answer, probably. Or you don't want to know.
Probably.
You should just get out.
You don't want to. Yeah, you're right. You don't want to know.
You either know or you don't want to know all of it. You know enough that you've hired a private investigator, and I think it's time to... I think that's as far as we need to go. That being said, I would love to do private investigation work. I think it's fascinating. But...
DM us if you need a private investigator.
And
we have zero schooling, but we'd love deep diving.
I think I would like to throw my hat in the ring if anybody needs one.
low rates.
Very low rates. Probably much lower. And I mean, and Sergey, I think so. This show and Dr. Phil right now are giving women in Russia and men in Nigeria a very bad reputation, quite frankly. So I am sure that there are some good women in Russia and some good men in Nigeria, but I'm equally terrified of both right now. They seem ruthless.
You know what? We study, we learn, we pay attention, we watch these shows. This is all that we need.
Yeah. So I have another quick note about the beginning of the show. Do you think that David thought that when you're in Russia, you have to dress like you're in the KGB, like in an 80s movie?
Oh my
with
God.
His... is it called the KGB? That's right, yeah.
I know that you're not talking about really hideous black leather jackets that are long, because I'm pretty sure that you are the proud owner of a David leather coat.
Of a coat and a duster. I may have that very one. I stand by saying I love a duster. They are slimming, and I cannot.
Love a duster too, but I mean, it's like we got the dusters that were, what's that movie with Keanu Reeves, and they're taking the pill.
Matrix.
The Matrix. Those look kind of cool, but David Duster.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I have what very well might be David's same coat. It's from Wilson's Leather, and it's a duster.
Did David borrow your duster?
And it's in a good, it's in good shape, and I am waiting for it to come back in style. I tried to wear it a couple years ago, and DaBoom actually told me not only no, but hell no. Do not leave the house in that. But I think it looks fantastic. And
listen, I support you wearing those leather dusters. I think you should continue.
But it's just, you know, one of those items that I have preserved for classic, like 20 years now. Yeah, it's a classic piece.
Classic, like David. Classic.
David also made the remark, is she as attracted to me as I am to her?
Wow.
What do you think?
That's going to be a hard no. I mean, here's the thing, is that, you know, we talked about this a little bit before. And you were saying that you thought it was very arrogant of him to think that a young, beautiful girl like her would ever love him. And I was saying that that takes a boatload of self-awareness. And so if you have none of that, and you think that you are something special, and I think that we all do. I think we've all, I mean, you know, if we had some, you know, hot 20-year-old guy that was coming around saying, hey, you're gorgeous, you're a goddess, you're all these things, we think, finally, somebody gets it. You know, we're
I mean,
think, little,
that has yeah. happened to me in the not so distant past.
That happens to me all
and
the
I
time.
Almost it wound up managing a heavy metal slash country music career. I did get him a regular gig booked, guys, and that was more than he had done.
He did.
And he was from Canada, too. Oh, my God. Did I get fucking 90
and
Day
Fiancé? And
you
know what? I love fedoras. He wore fedoras. I like them better on me than on him.
I mean, but, within a month,
you know, I think we all fall for tricks.
I had him.
I mean, I think
he was playing Friday afternoons at a bar downtown. Dream job within a month. I could have changed his life if he... And, you know, and we're hot. This wouldn't happen to us. There's
Did
no...
you only talk to him over a website? Just curious.
This isn't about me. This is about 90 Day Fiancé.
Hold on. Were you wearing your leather duster?
Again, not about... This isn't about me. I don't want to take time away from our hot topics here.
Let me put a pin in it with, are leather dusters a red flag?
I say no. I love a duster. They are slimming. I will not.
Not just a duster. I do love a duster. Are leather dusters a red flag?
I love leather and I love a duster. And I don't know why the two worlds can't meet. I don't know why it.
Okay.
People,
fair enough. Fair enough.
People use the word tombstone, like the movie Tombstone, which is not a great, not. You know, like, not a bad look on them. I think all those guys that were in Tombstone were hot, loved the movie. I don't think the person meant it as a compliment. And I've run the duster by a couple people, and I kind of get the leather duster, and I kind of get the same response.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting for people to catch up to me, fashion-wise. Join me over.
Yeah, let's see what Dorit thinks. Okay.
Right, would have it on inside out, upside down, and it would look fan-fucking-tastic. He also says, David says, she's been hot and cold, then hot, then cold, then hot. When have we seen her get really hot? I think he used the term really hot.
Well, I don't know. Here's my theory on people that live over in these really cold countries. Like, I just think it's consistently so goddamn cold over there. But they literally cannot even smile.
I'm like, talking about, I think he was talking about her feelings and not her actual
no,
body.
No, I know about her feelings, but I'm getting there.
Okay.
I live in Georgia, and I feel like the winters are cold, okay? And we have mild as fuck winters, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I get cold, do you know how I feel?
the same way I felt horrible.
Angry, okay? I mean, literally. So I'm thinking about these people constantly being freezing ass cold. They're angry. They're, you know, on these
and
websites.
And that wind. And if you have to wear that hat with the fur, like, that's... Have you ever worn a fur hat? Back to interesting wardrobe items. Like, I know, I think I've...
No!
Hats with fur, like, a hat. I never wear hats, but when I've tried, like, I can't stand them. They're hot. But, like, imagine one with all that fur and all that stuff. That it has to be cold.
I mean, imagine being constantly freezing out cold. I mean, that changes your personality. That's kind of like being constantly forever hot. Like baby girl Lisa said that why they were continually getting arguments because she was always really fucking hot today, Usman. Okay, I mean, I'm sorry, I can't argue with that. I'm freezing ass cold or I'm sweating to death. I'm not going to be my sweet angelic blessed and bedore self. You see what I'm saying?
So and it just doesn't. And I don't want to make a blanket statement. I don't, against all
Russians.
We're not
going to talk about blankets because people are freezing cold.
And that's a good segue.
Lily.
Speaking of the weather, let's not make a blanket statement about Russians being ice queens.
Russians love some good blankets, okay?
I don't know any Russian women except what I've seen on TV, so teach me to be better. If there's a Russian woman listening, teach me how warm you are.
If you could tell me what it's like to live in, like, negative 10-degree weather and what it's like to try to smile through that, that'd be... But hold on. Wasn't David in that other city looking for her sweaty as hell?
I mean, that's when... And so And that's what another reason there? I think that she should do a little something for him. Not saying that if a man buys you something, you have to use your bag. But she sent him to a scary place. Like, she didn't just... She was like, oh, I just didn't put down my address.
Did she send him to a scary place? Or did he take his ass out there looking for a random person?
She
didn't send him anywhere.
I wonder if she knew where that address went. Or she just wrote down an address. Because that looked like... I mean... Like, I like to watch Prisons Abroad and stuff on Netflix. Like, it looked like the inside of a prison for gang members at a place that you've never heard of or something, like, where they keep Hannibal Lecter type people.
I think that's kind of like how some of the housing is in some of these other countries. I think that's just different than what we have here in the United States. I think some of the, you know, I think that's kind of a...
is you don't know, and you don't just knock on a door like that. Like,
don't just go rogue.
You don't go off the reservation like he is. And these,
but he's been through a lot. I mean, if you were there your fourth time and this person still has not shown up, I don't know. I know a little bit about you. I know a lot about you. I'm pretty sure the first time that person didn't show up in Russia for you,
I'm either done or I'm balls in the second time. I'm finding you or I'm done.
You would have tracked him down. It would have been like a citywide alert. It would have been like an Amber alert. Would have shut it down. Yeah, you would not have stopped that. Oh, my uncle was ill or my brother, bibbity bobbity boo. No,
that's
you'd be after it.
The hockey games are something I want to circle back to. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we've been talking for 20 minutes just about them. Oh my God. And I love them. So we go from David and Lana to, unfortunately, the people I find most boring, which are Erica and Stephanie. And she came out to her mother. I'm sure that was very hard for her. And I've not been through that journey. And I admire anyone who goes through it. It's not something I know a lot about. It was touching to watch. I'm glad her mom didn't handle it as well as Erica's parents did, but you know, it was a decent response. Do you have any thoughts on these two?
I don't know. I feel like you know, the mom talked about is this a phase? I don't think that's ever a good response when someone's trying to share something like that with you. But then also maybe she says, is this just a phase because she knows her daughter to be an absolute fraud and a liar? I'm not really sure.
Apparently,
maybe she knows more than we do.
And what she keeps saying is maybe I'm not like how I portrayed myself online. I want to know what you portrayed yourself online to be. Were there photos of you hanging from the ceiling with whips and chains? And then you got over there and you're like, oh, I just was a little bit friskier online. Like, or did you have a whole nother dominatrix personality?
I have no idea, but everything I hear is that she portrays herself as being super sexy, super sexual. And I think if that is the truth, then she's a catfisher. I mean,
She was just a little bit annoying to me. When we're talking about Stephanie, annoying. To be clear. Erica, I thought, and one thing I did was thinking about, like, so they're both attractive girls, I think. Why would they be dating someone so far away? And in Australia, it's not like Erica would be doing it for a green card, I don't think. The conditions aren't terrible in Australia.
it's beautiful there.
It's lovely. I'd like to go there. And they have
suburbs there. My God, I would love to go there.
Yeah, and they have the bears and the coral reef.
The opera house. And
yeah, you know, Australia.
I loved it there.
I would love to go. It's a lovely place, I hear. And I've seen a little bit this season. So what do you, I just don't understand. Relationships are so hard and terrible anyway. Why would you?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Like, maybe they've been doing, you know, trying to find love online for such a long time. And it's like, can't find anybody within a 50-mile radius. Let me try 100. Let me try 500. Let me try 50,000-mile radius. I mean, we know what's out there, Lily.
It's That's true. Horrific. I started to say, or maybe they've just been fed up with the shit show like the rest of us and thought, I'll just... Right. You know, do this
if I hadn't given
weird
up,
thing.
I'd probably be like on a 100,000-mile radius as well. I'm not sure.
There you go.
But I do think that that she had a couple good points.
Erica or Stephanie?
Stephanie. I thought she had a couple good points. I know that she's psycho. I'm not on her side. But
sorry to say, what good points?
Like if she had a the other girl had a 10-year relationship. And she didn't speak anything about that. These kids are like 20 years old, 23. I mean, if you had a 10-year relationship and you're like 23 years old, that is an absolutely super significant relationship.
But I mean, maybe is it? It was from when you were 7 to 17, maybe, or something. I mean, so.
Were you in a serious relationship when you were 7? I'm saying, like, if you were in a relationship from like 13 to 23... I mean, I'm not saying that that's going to take you for the rest of your life, but I mean, that's kind of a significant
but
part
I
of your
feel
life.
Like, she was like, I
have
did
you
mention.
Have relationship?
No, obviously not.
Me neither. But maybe it's me.
Besides you and a couple other friends, but never with like a partner.
Right.
And Thank you. I feel like she has mentioned her or mentioned this person a little bit and. Maybe Stephanie didn't, like, put it all together that it was this person or whatever. But I don't think it was something she was intentionally trying to hide. Like, she came up as, I don't know. That was the impression I got. I just feel like Steph is very, I don't know. I don't care for her that much. And
I mean, she's sure terrible. She's, clearly, she wasn't prepared for a real relationship. You know, like, you know, the other girl said, Erica said, you didn't do the hard work. You didn't share these other issues that you had, but I mean, do you come out, you know, out of the gate
like
saying,
that you
hey,
have to be in a
I'm
bubble?
I'm a fucking psycho. Do you still want to love me?
That's a good
right.
point.
Right. Are you a fucking psycho?
I am a fucking psycho. Do you still want
to
love me?
Right. And you're supposed to, like, kind of hide that until they discover it on their own, and then they figure out what they're going to do, which is generally not have a 10-year relationship with you.
Well, and losing your shit in front of their friends, like Julia pointed out, when we were talking, she said, I like to keep that to myself until we get to the house. Obviously, because you don't want, you know, the other person's friends to think that you're just totally, because you really can't shake psycho once it's been labeled right. to you. So I hear it's a hard name to shake.
And zero experience of being psycho or trying to shake psycho.
But once somebody throws that word in there, it's, you know, and, you know, she was like, at least keep being crazy, because you don't really go crazy on somebody's friends until you've known them a while, because that can be really bad.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be committed to that relationship to go crazy on their friends. I mean,
not just once, but twice.
I mean, even like her throwing the bowl in the hotel room.
I forgot about that. That was weird. Like,
have you ever?
No.
I'm scared to ask this question.
Not.
Have you ever thrown a bowl?
I have never thrown something unless it was like very calculated, not just because I threw deodorant. I threw deodorant at an ex-boyfriend.
You threw a bowl. Exactly. You threw deodorant at an ex-boyfriend.
I consciously
picked it up. But were there cameras there?
No, and I knew I was going to throw it, and I didn't, like, it was not like I was so impulsive I had to throw something like, ugh, I'm just going to fling this. Like, it was very calculated.
So, like, you went to bed at night thinking, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to peg my boyfriend.
Possibly,
with a deodorant.
But I remember thinking about it, like, before I threw it. Like, I was using it, and he said something stupid. And I remember thinking, like, when I get done using this, I'm going to throw it at him. And I did. But it's never been, like,
an impulsive. I'm sorry. Violence is never the answer.
But yeah, and if somebody throws something at you, you should get out. I was really mad. He could have gotten hurt. So you should get out if someone's mad. We're not. Domestic violence is not funny. Nobody take that.
This is just a simple deodorant being thrown at a man. That would be ridiculous. I think we can all.
It was a ridiculous reaction to a ridiculous fucking statement he made. And so, but I don't know. That was just weird. And it was like she was all of a sudden very upset and couldn't get, like, I don't
know.
That
was scary. That was a little scary. I think that was a little telling of what is she really like when no one's
watching.
Well,
this is why she's gorgeous and, you know, sexual and fun and everything and has to go to Australia to find. I mean, she's a very pretty girl. And I guess soulmates are everywhere. But maybe that's why she's having to reach so far away because she's ran everyone else out of the country.
But, I mean, honest to God, think about someone taking, like, I think it's a 23-hour plane trip.
Oh, my God.
And you're not getting any kind of ass. I would be livid. I mean,
and I
hours.
Don't know why they act so shy. Like, most of the time, they've known each other for years. If I'm traveling the 23 hours, I'm probably going to give it up. Like, if I feel,
mean,
you know.
I think that's an understood, I mean, something. I'm not sure how.
I didn't know it was going to be an issue.
Works,
like,
I mean, something.
I just assumed we were going to do that if it's gotten this far.
I mean, have you ever met somebody that, like, you know, you met, like, online or whatever, and the first time you meet them, yeah, it's a little uncomfortable that you're trying to, like, connect who you know them to be on the phone and who you've been texting, and then to, like, connect all that with them in person. It can take a minute to kind of make it feel comfortable if they're not a complete psycho. And so I'll give anybody that little transition time, but it's like, once you've been there for a few days and you're comfortable, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Okay, so then we go to Yolanda. And they, and again, the 90 day gays, I gave them a shout out last time. I don't know if they want to be affiliated with me. I think they are hilarious.
They love us. Who doesn't want a shout out? Of course they want a shout out. 90 day gays, we love them.
They are so funny. And they pointed out that Yolanda and Williams are so ridiculous that even the camera crew has left.
They are gone.
I noticed it watching this episode. I'm like, they are just taking footage with their cell phones.
It's so boring. And her children, where are they finding these calm and rational children? I mean, so many of these children are so mature and patient with these wackadoodle parents. I mean, they're just looking at them. I mean, I would be saying, Mom, you're an absolute idiot. Like, are you kidding me right now? This is a super catfish situation. But they're just sitting there patiently trying to explain these things to their parents. I mean, what would you say to your mother?
What do you think that the baby would say to you if he found out that you had sent
$50,000
to a man you had never met and had only text messaged with in, you know, wherever and had not spent it on Treasures Do the Baby? And
he would not. Be that sweet and adorable. I mean, I don't know what he was doing on camera. Maybe he wouldn't fake it. But he would not be acting like that. He would tell me I was a complete dodo.
I don't think he would sign the disclosure agreement to appear on camera for this, really. So I
don't think so either. Unless he was trying to, like, you know, amp up his, like, future music career or something like that. But, I mean, other than that, no.
Okay, so... Yeah, so I'm not sure, and the 90-Day Gays also said that they thought maybe they wanted to stretch these episodes out because they had to fill some time because of the whole COVID-19 situation, and maybe they just were going through stuff and were like, let's throw some footage together, but it's very weird. It's just like them talking on their cell phones.
They can't stop her storyline. I mean, even though it is kind of like, you know, dead in the water.
I think it stopped.
Yeah, I mean, it's been dead for a long time. But you know what? On a positive note, I will give it to you, LaLonda. She looked kind of cute in this episode. She kind of switched up and maybe like a little hat and some different earrings and maybe her hair was a little different. I was like, there you go.
She did look cute.
It's like
her saying, and how long have she and Williams been talking? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It's been years. It's past
it's
a year.
Like a decade.
And she said, when the private investigator said, you know, have you all video chatted or whatever? She said his camera has been broken the whole time.
Mm. Oh, my God. You know, I just think about all the lies that we have been told throughout our lives. You know, it's like you want to believe it. You want to believe it. And there's this nagging feeling deep inside your soul saying, stupid. You're being conned. And you don't want to listen. No. You know? It's like, ugh.
But, I mean, that's just...
Holding on to hope.
Yeah. She's holding on to hope. And she's really trying to track him down.
Terrible.
So then we come to baby girl Lisa and Usman. And she says that she's not going to let an argument or two stop them from getting married.
Or 50,000.
Or she always seems to be yelling at him to wake up or to get up. I mean, she's always yelling.
I cannot with the wake up alarms from her mouth every morning. Could you imagine living every morning? You have this crazy, insane senior citizen old enough to be your grandmother in bed with you, screeching for you to wake up after you've, like, put her to bed. Raw dogging it. You've done your due diligence. You've done your duty. You did everything that
you've moisturized her calluses. You've flicked her rotting toe back in place.
You've done everything. You've given her all the things.
And she has still. And she bitched about how you were raw dogging her. That you were going too fast. You were going too slow. She bitches about everything.
I mean, like, can I sleep till fucking 8:30 a.m.? I mean, what more do you want from me?
Usman must
be terrible.
Do you think he really, really loves baby girl Lisa enough to overlook these personality quirks, or he really wants to come to America?
I mean, listen, love is blind, and she is a prize. So.
Even if you were blind, she would be terrible. You still have the other senses. I imagine she would be coarse to the touch.
To hear smell here. To hear that voice waking you up every day. I mean, it's terrible.
And have you
but,
noticed
you know,
how
I
her voice...
give it to Usman. He's a good actor. I mean, sometimes I'm looking at their story when he's not, like, you know, rolling his eyes or looking like he's sick to his stomach. Like, he's actually kind of pretending to love her.
If he has moments where he's not... looking like he's doing those things, then he's doing a good job. And I don't dislike him as much as I thought I would, and maybe it's because he's always with her, and my dislike for her is too intense to focus on anything else, but she's my God. And have you noticed that her voice changes when she talks to Usman?
Oh, my God. I was wondering if anybody else was noticing that. It's like, are you trying to do a weird
baby
accent?
Like a weird baby accent voice? I noticed that a lot of the times, and usually it's reversed because usually it's a much older... So a lot of times when it's an older person and they are talking to the much younger person who does not speak English, they tend to talk to them like they're a baby. Like, do you want to go over here? And... she tries to talk in kind of a weird accent and kind of baby talk to him. I can't stand it.
Do you think that it is? I thought it was like, where are they?
They're in Nigeria.
I felt like it was like a bit of a Nigerian accent that she was trying to take on.
Kind of.
I feel like it sounds bizarre as I'm saying it. It's like a baby talk in Nigerian accent, thinking that would help him understand what she was saying. And that's very weird.
It's a very weird, very... And a lot of people compare her to Angela, and I will take Angela any day.
I will take Angela any day, too. There's something very dark about Baby Girl. And it's not just her rotting off gangrene-infected toe. And speaking of said toe, I would like to see evidence of this toe.
So, hold on. I didn't know about this. Tell us what you're talking about, because I didn't know about this until the other night either. Where did you see this? Okay, what? Tell us from the beginning.
I saw it online, so obviously it's true. And I saw a picture, and I thought, that is the most disgusting
of what?
Thing
tell
I've
us
seen.
What you saw.
I saw a foot, and it was missing a toe, and it was hideous.
Which
and
toe?
I'm saying that. I'm looking at my own foot, which has not had a pedicure in like 3 months since this whole lockdown, and it looks like a monster, okay? My own foot. But this foot was worse, and it was missing a toe. And so I was asking questions on, you know, whoever's Instagram. I want to say it was the baby toe, the baby girl, the baby girl Lisa baby toe God. Of baby girl Lisa.
Itty bitty Lisa toe.
It was the tiniest piggy that was gone.
She couldn't go home. She had to say, wee.
And it was disgusting. And I wrote a question on the page, like, is this a real accurate story? Is anyone going to verify this? Is this like from a doctor's office? I didn't get a response, but I've heard other mention of it.
Which Instagram? This was on Instagram, in which account? So that we can all go there.
An account called More Biggie.
I love More Biggie.
A lot of people are, yes. And this girl's hilarious. And I think she just hit 50,000 followers. And she said that her boyfriend or whoever said that that she could never get that many followers. And I followed her because of that. And I said, you know what? Fuck him. Yes, you can. Get all your followers. And so she's been a delight. And so a lot of good information there. So the toe supposedly got gangrene.
How did she get the picture, I wonder? Was it on Lisa's Instagram?
No, Lisa's not putting a picture of her own stupid.
Miss More Biggie, how are you getting this inside dirt?
Excuse me, More Biggie. If you could give us
Biggie, can't you see?
Photo. I mean, but supposedly, and this could be absolutely inaccurate. We're not here for facts, okay? We're here for opinions, and that's my opinion.
What do you think happened?
I think that I heard, and I think this sounds about right, that it was the foot in the toilet for the cleansing that got the gangrene infection. And then lost
hold on, the foot in the toilet for the cleansing. The cleansing of what? She was cleaning her feet in the toilet?
Yes. When she was about to go pray, I think with Uthman's mother, baby girl Lisa was about to pray. And they went into... This is a lot. They were cleaning their feet inside the toilet. And I mean, I just feel like there's like bidets in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of experience with bidets, but this was not a bidet, I don't think, and it was a toilet. So I don't think she really put her foot all the way in the toilet. It was kind of on the edge, but I have no idea what the rest of baby girl Lisa's health issues are. But she lost it toe, and
that's
horrific in her ugly sandals.
And the last thing she needed was a missing toe with everything else she has going on. And
that's the least of her problems.
She's got 99 problems and 10 toes ain't one. And she is, God, what a terrifying story, because you always hear about somebody that like touched some weird water or something, or,
I mean, after that other guy and the condoms to prevent the little poisonous fish bacteria from swimming up into his dick.
I love the clip of whatever show he's going to be on next, where his mom and his wife, I guess, are in the car, and for some reason they stop it, and he just gets out and runs away.
What is he doing? I mean, know. Oh my God. I feel what is his name?
I can't think of his name.
I don't remember.
It's like Stephen or David or something. Like, it's something. I can't remember their names.
He was the one who was setting the fires and he had all
And he ran away in the woods and got mugged.
And they had to float the stuff over the river. Yeah, and there was like a, there was a machete in the park.
And they went and let him have the visa. And he's like, oh, I know what that's about. I just stalked this girl and set her on fire. Like, I didn't know it was a felony.
Yeah. It was like 4, 5, 7 counts of arson, but don't be alarmed. Everything's fine. Okay.
Oh, I guess they're being real strict here.
Oh, my God. Speaking of surprise, I have a million felonies to go into.
Yes. But first, can we talk about how Usman had to convince Lisa to wear a bra on her wedding day? And I'm not sure if she did.
Wow.
What did you think? You're in the fashion business a little bit. What did you think about that dress?
Well, I think the 90 day gay said it best. It was like a first communion dress for a 58-year-old woman.
That's perfect description.
I mean, and that was a generous, kind description. I mean, I don't know what kind of fabrics are available. I'm not sure what kind of time frame they were working with, but I mean, damn.
I mean, it was just the whole pattern and her horrible tattoo underneath the lace and. I mean,
oh
he
God.
Even was like, look, let me show you what your boobs look like. I'm going to take a photo. This is how strongly I feel about
God.
It. I mean.
I mean, I want to send her over to Livy Ray Bras. and I want her to get help from, what's the adorable girl's name?
I don't know.
The other one from, 90
Molly?
Day Fiance.
Oh, Molly.
The bra. Yes. I want to send her over there and get her just a booth. I mean, I am a fellow woman with a lot of chest. I mean, I've got double D's. Not proud of them.
For those who are interested, and she's single.
Them up. I mean, if you don't have huge creases in your shoulders and you have double D's, then they're not high enough, okay?
I like to push mine up, too. And it seemed to be the style there for a little bit to, like smush them down like you I don't know and I'm like no I've always thought like I mean I would go out and see these girls in these tank tops without bras on and it was like they put an encyclopedia on their boobs before they went out and it's like I thought I always like to lift up too but anyway go ahead I'm sorry
I mean just get them up
but I feel like God. I don't feel like she had a strapless bra so I feel like she's a person that would wear a strapless top with a bra that is not. And
absolutely. So it's kind of interesting that she chose not to do that.
So, and I'm
right
not sure
alley.
What would have been better. And it probably wasn't even a white bra she had. It was probably like a dingy bra, one that used to be white or whatever. But she's hot, so she's been sweating a lot. But I don't think a strapless bra was an option. I don't think that was available.
Yeah.
But yeah, the 90 Day Gays did describe it perfectly. It looked like a communion dress for a 58-year-old woman. And not a cute one at that.
No.
So, oof. Let's see. Hold on. I think we're getting to Joffrey here. Also at the wedding, why does Lisa not dance?
Why does she not what?
Dance.
They said that was a cultural thing. Over there, like the women don't dance. I thought that was kind of unfair. All the men are over there partying, getting fuck wild, and she's sitting there holding a small child and just like smiling. That seems like a bum deal.
Well, you know,
but,
if there
I
had
mean,
been
she,
any time to get mad about something and you know possibly raise your voice, it would have been then. I would think. I mean, she hasn't let anything else slide by.
I don't know. I think she's just so happy and in love. She's couldn't think. But what about going back to the ceremony? Never have I ever seen so many sad, depressed faces. Like, what I was thinking when I was watching it was, like, you know, a really tense, stressful situation. And what came to mind was the last time I went to small claims court with a friend. And they were like, you don't bring any food in here. You don't bring any drinks. Turn your phones off. like, be really quiet. Like, if the judge comes in,
you're scared,
like,
you're going to get in
your
trouble.
Your butthole is clenched. Like, you are just stressed mm-hmm. out. You're just like, ugh. I mean, it's like, looking at their faces, it was like they were just...
waiting for something bad. They were just kind of there to see what happened. Are they going to go through with it, or is it going to be a blaze of fire at the end? Like something.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, in that mother's face, I mean, not to say that she's been super emotional and, like, shown a lot of joy through this whole process. She doesn't have a whole lot of reason to show a lot of joy. I mean, look at, could you imagine being your daughter-in-law?
She's excited for those grandkids she's going to get in 2 to 3 years. That's what she's looking for.
We expect 2 grandchildren in 3 years.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, maybe Usman can have some children from his other fans, but baby girl Lisa is not giving birth to
anything.
Any children.
No.
I mean.
And now, especially with the toe thing, she can't carry a child. With.
She's definitely not carrying a child.
So I don't think anybody has talked about his garment. I was looking, was that made out of plastic?
What? I didn't notice any of that. I know that's like traditional, outfitting for that type of situation and that culture. I didn't notice any plastic.
The fabric looked like it was like tent material or something when they were doing the ceremony, and I don't know if that was just the lighting.
Well, Lisa told us that it was hot as fuck over there.
Well, or I thought maybe something about the weather, because wasn't it raining when they came in? Or did she just have, I don't know, I'm just used to her putting the weird
things
on.
There were puddles on the ground, which I thought was funny, and also I thought it was interesting their use of the music, because it was like, some of this music was getting me kind of like sentimental and like involved in the storyline a little bit more. I was like, like the bitches over there, you know?
The baby girl song.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily that song.
You're only human. Don't be ashamed for getting sentimental when you hear that.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
You're not a machine. You're not a robot.
I'm not like Lana. But when she was trying to walk through that muddy, puddled parking lot to get to her wedding, it was all sweet and romantic, and then they kind of like, scrolled down to her feet, and it was like hideous sandals. Mm, you know that toe mm-hmm. was missing. It was like
the
toe
was already sick.
Puddle. I mean, it was just. It's like, oh, I see what you're doing here. Good job.
Toe is gonna have its own spinoff. I feel like.
Oh my god. I mean, the toe has stories.
When I was looking at her again. You guys, the 90-day guys, they recap this wedding amazingly, and they notice so many details. Like, you think for a minute her hair looks good, then you realize it's up in a plastic, like, banana clip, like, for her wedding. And when I was looking at her, I just kind of thought, I bet she doesn't have a lot of girlfriends, because that's kind of sad, because she would know you need to wear a bra with that dress, and she would maybe know some more ladylike mannerisms, not to put all women in a box or I don't know, come for me if you want to, but like, just know how to be a little bit more
I think that she's past that. I think she does whatever the fuck she wants. She gives zero fuck. And she's like, I'm gonna lose a toe, I don't care, I'm gonna smoke my cigarettes, I don't care, I'm gonna cuss out all these people and their family members, and I'm gonna take my veil off, and I don't care,
and I'm done. If you I mean, and it's like, she dangles that carrot.
Maybe I'll be that way too.
She dangles that. I feel like she knows that he very much wants to come to America, because she is awfully quick to say, I'm done. Like, she's dangling a carrot. Like, you're not going to get to come now. I'm done.
Well, I mean, doesn't she? Is that not fair? I mean, she's got a carrot to dangle. I mean, this is a very delicate dance. This is not just a catfishing on one side. This is a mutual fucking weird situation.
This is a business arrangement. There are certain things that you're gonna.
It's a business arrangement. It's a trade.
Yeah.
You know?
And both parties.
He's going to be the young hot stud.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a celebrity. He's a soldier boy.
I was going to ask her about
that. He knows that she's a senior assistant.
How famous do you think he is in Nigeria?
0%.
Like, compared to, like, me.
-10%.
Me and Beyonce. Like, where would he fall?
I mean, it's not even. He's literally, when she said he's a local talent, that was her being a bitch face. However, that's, I think, 100% accurate. He's probably got 5 fans texting him.
But they did seem to get kind of, lit at the wedding when he started singing the song. And I guarantee you he's gotten a lot of downloads on that fucking song, I bet.
Well, I mean, I'm one of those, so we're not going to judge anybody for their music.
And preference. He might have another one when I post the little thing for the podcast. That might be the background music. But
listen, Usman, come on the show. We'd like to know.
I would like to know. And you're right.
She like does to have a carrot music.
To dangle. Like, there's certain things that are going to be expected from both parties in this, and in most of the relationships on the show. So.
Yes, it's an understanding. You do your part, and then they do theirs. I mean, just look at like Erica Jane and Tom Girardi.
Mm-hmm.
This is an understanding. This is not true love. Let's be real. You be the hot, young, sexy thing. I'll be the one that's with a lot of money, 50 to 70 years older. I mean, with the stability, like everyone plays their part.
Erica Jane, if you're listening, in no way are we comparing you to baby girl Lisa.
No, we think you're fantastic. My God.
Comparing
we love you, but we understand that you understand the agreement, the unspoken agreement, which
and
is
that
probably
when
spoken
you do
in
it,
your,
it's cool. It's cool and elegant when you do
it. Yeah.
But
we love you.
We love you. Call us. But we love everything you do. And but
how many folks do I get? Okay, love you.
000 none. Bye.
I mean,
but she has you know that's kind of Lisa has an Erica Jane personality, but doesn't have the package for it or the finesse. It's
okay.
It's like Erica.
We're getting into the question of the cuter you are, the bitchier you can be. Erica Jane, on a scale of 0 to 100 for cute, is at a 100. So
love
she
you,
can do
girl.
Whatever the hell she wants. I mean, baby girl Lisa is at a -5 from 0 to 100. So she cannot be.
But it's also, it's not necessarily cuteness, it's attitude too. Like it's working with what you have to pull off this. We can't even get into comparing, like, that's like which came first, the chicken or the egg, like, I don't know, but you can look like Erica Jane and be unpleasant, and to be as unpleasant as Lisa is, I feel like you need to bring more to the table in some other way, be it visually or verbally or cleverly or something. You need to bring something. You can't just come to the table and make it dark all the time.
I think that's unfair because she's raw dogging the shit out of
that's she brings that to the table. Like, that she does.
For something.
And he's never done that before. Never.
Yeah, never. How was your first time? He's like, okay.
And can you imagine what surprise. Expectations he has if that's true that he's never done that? What he thinks? Oh my god! Oh, okay.
Oh my god! Then his friends were saying, "Oh, I guess what we thought for a while. We thought, oh, maybe she's too old. Maybe she's too fat. I mean,
well, I have that written down.
And like,
what
I guess
has changed? Worked. Why do they no longer think that? Because they got married?
They still do. They were just trying to be sweet. This is the wedding day.
We initially thought she was too fat. And we thought she was too old. and that's all. They stopped right there. They don't give up. But now we think so.
But now we think she's absolutely too old and too fat for our friend. Oh, God. And I'm not there trying to knock chunky girls. I mean, I am one of them. And, we have rights.
We're not looks shaming anyone. Like that's not
we're
it.
Not,
but, it's just,
but we are.
But we are. We're
get a good dress.
Just the whole. We're just being realistic. Let's move on.
Right.
So, moving on. So Varya,
she did look pretty at the after wedding. Celebration and that red dress, even though it looked like it was ripped at the top,
she was absolutely glowing bit. Like the blushing bride she was.
It was pretty. It was she. It's the best she's ever looked. Good job.
She looked better. Yeah, you're right. That was a good moment for her.
We gotta give her that.
So, we're gonna talk about Jeffrey a little bit, even though even though we know that we should not give him any kind of publicity or whatever because of what happens after the show. But when I'm watching, I can't. I think I would dislike him anyway. Do you think you would dislike him anyway, or do you dislike him?
I think it's important to talk about him. I understand everyone's viewpoint on not giving him any,
Publicity,
you know,
attention,
media
airtime.
attention, publicity. I understand that because he's done some terrible things. But I think that the reason why it's good to talk about it is because these are red flags. And if you're a young woman or if you're a senior citizen woman and you're looking for
Young
love,
woman in Russia
you
looking for
need.
love.
If you're 75 years old and you've got a gangrened out toe, you may still want love, and you need to know what to look for. That's a red flag.
And look at us
And I
reaching
think
out to our international audience. You're welcome.
I mean, because Varya is, she's adorable. I mean, she's been kind of scary and bitchy when she was kicking out that other girl out of his house. But, you
She
know, that's neither here nor there.
is, and I
But
posted a
she's
little
sweet.
Instagram story that was like something about her being a little crazy showing up at her house, and she saw it. And I sent her a message that was like, hope, and this, I said, I hope that didn't offend you. Like, obviously, I think you're great and he sucks or whatever. And she didn't respond it. And that was, she didn't never responded. And that was before I saw her go psycho the next episode on this girl. And I would not have done that if I had known how angry she gets. So she was.
I don't know. I think it was interesting to see because, I mean, I did not expect that, but
I didn't either. I thought she was done when he left. She didn't seem to care. She,
she didn't. But you know what it made me think of? It's that scarcity mentality. And like one of the ladies I shop for, I do wardrobe consulting, and I was laughing at her about this. It's like if there's a shirt that I think is really pretty, and there's only, you know, there's like four size mediums. She's like, oh, that's okay. But now, if there are zero size mediums, all of a sudden she wants that goddamn shirt so bad that she's calling like every store in the country trying to get that shirt because it's no longer easily and readily available. And I think that's what happened with Faria. I think that she saw, like, God damn it, there is this other woman here. I don't have this man anymore. And all of a sudden, like, she just, her desire for him, like, quadrupled.
But what do you think
And she
made
just,
her get on the plane? Like, I don't think she knew he was with another. Do you think it was all produced, or she, like,
oh
really?
yeah, they pay for all that, and they were like, "When you want to check it out, what's going on?" She's like, "Yeah," but I think she's also probably texting him all these pitiful ass texts. I mean, we've all been there. You know, I wouldn't like to admit it, but like trying to resolve something, and especially the way he did it, like you can just tell that he is full of mind fucks. Like he's proposing and she says he's not ready yet.
I think she thought she could string him along a little bit and drag it out a little bit, and then he really was done and was going to ignore her. And
I
she
don't think
wasn't
that it's
expecting that.
stringing it along. I think like she's saying like you just dropped some information on me like a couple of days ago that you were in prison. I don't know all that I need to know about you to feel comfortable being engaged to you. Like we're still getting to know each other. I thought that was a reasonable response. And saying that, I don't think that I'm ready yet for that. That's not a no fuck you. I don't want to be with
He was
you.
like a
That's that
little
we give it some more
kid
time.
with he was like a little kid with that response. Well, that means no. Does that mean no? Does that mean no? Like, you.
Yeah, I mean, my God. Imagine if they were in the United States, nobody would be doing that insane shit. Like, if you don't accept my proposal right now, on, you know, if you drove 5 hours, 6 hours to visit me, and if you don't, you know, accept this proposal right now, then we're done. That was unreasonable and that was ridiculous. And he was throwing a fit. And it fucking worked in his favor, so let's don't do that, guys.
And it worked like a
people know.
charm. She got her ass on
okay.
the plane and begged his forgiveness.
Here we
Oh
go.
God, we are women are dumb. I can see myself doing the same thing. Like, and then looking back, her instinct was
We would
correct.
all do that. We would all do that. We all
Her
desire it
instinct,
100 times
we
more.
would all
You say,
ignore.
I'm not ready. I don't really like you. All of a sudden, they're like, okay, I'm done. You're like, no!
I'm getting on this plane. Yeah, and ignoring all the red flags that were correct. I mean, she was right. Like, ugh.
Right.
And I don't know. So they're not together, right? She's not the woman that's in the allegation later, I don't think, is she?
I have no idea, but what about the poor girl that was at the house,
Mary, and
Mary?
I started to say, is it Mary that I don't. I don't know how much we can talk about
that. Supposedly, Mary, I don't know this for sure, but I've read rumors that Mary has some type of assault charge herself, so maybe that's why she really feels like she can sympathize with Jeffrey and understand his...
I did enjoy her comment when Varya was like, don't worry, she'll be safe, and she said, it's not my safety I'm worried about. Like, ooh, snap. I like that.
I was trying to figure out what exactly that meant, but, I mean...
It meant I might beat the brakes off you, you fucking whore.
And I support that. You know, fight for what you want, am I right? I can't believe they even went to a table to talk. I can't see myself doing that.
And her
calmly.
Saying, just stay... And then, I hope...
She said, why the fuck are you here? I thought that was a fair question.
Yeah. And I could not, and like, that poor girl, Mary, I hope that things have really worked out for her. I hope that she's not the woman in the news stories later or whatever. I because how embarrassing. I mean, she had to go in and out of his house gathering her things. Like, it looked like they had kind of made a plan.
And then to get the flowers? Why did you get the flowers? You're just trying to show, hey, Varya, look, he gave you
fucking
roses.
That's what she was saying. Yeah. I mean she was trying to grasp
around, like,
at whatever straw she could. Like, she was trying to, it was one of those things that looked good in her head, and then she probably wants to die now, seeing it back.
Mary.
But and then I'm sure it looks like they run with the same group of friends and stuff. So, I mean, I'm sure all of the friends were talking about how they were going to be together now and all this, and it's just embarrassing. And
it is so embarrassing. I felt so bad for Mary. I felt like, it must have been a really hard decision for her, to even come to that filming that night at the, whatever
the
that
bowling
was.
Bowling alley or whatever.
Whatever that was. And then it's like, maybe this is just me, and maybe this is why I'm not in a relationship right now.
Right now?
Fuck no. I'm not going there. If he let this bitch into the home, clearly he doesn't care about me. And I'm not trying to go fight for his love, If he's going to do something like that, then he's not the one for me. I'm not going to go have a calm conversation and say, okay, you brought your ex-Russian girlfriend in, and she's been spending the night in your home, and now I'm here. Would you like to calmly talk about this?
Yeah, I can't see myself having a calm discussion about that either.
No!
Or...
I felt so sad for her.
I did, too. But I was thinking, actually, when we saw Ed's daughter later... Do you think that they give any, and this may be a naive question to those people that know more about this than I do, but like any of these people, like Mary or Ed's daughter, like, do you think they give them something to appear on camera? Because why would you do that for free?
No, you would never. Because, think about it. You're trying to look cute. You're trying to have some of an outfit that makes you look cute, I am assuming. And, have your hair done, whatever, and you're in a situation where you're potentially going to look super stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about them. I would not do that for free.
Why would Mary have done that for free? Like, been kicked out of that, like, shown all that on, she wasn't kicked, but he didn't say, you stay in the house, Varya, he made his choice when he didn't make a choice. And,
yeah.
Why would you even sign the disclosure agreement to be on camera and have
That's the thing. Yeah, you had to have some type of compensation, because to look absolutely stupid as shit on camera.
And she deserves a good $10,000.
I think she deserves a good chunk of money. Who knows what it was? One person's $10,000 and another person's $1.99. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knows.
She deserves something.
Absolutely.
So then we go from Varya and Jeff to the only couple I actually like on the show, which are Stacey and Darcy. And
can I just say one more thing about Varya?
Oh, absolutely.
But their engagement. Here's the thing. It's like, that is the only couple. I know that he is a monster. And I know that what he did was not good. And, we definitely saw that temper and that anger when he was... with her friends, meeting her friends in Russia in the beginning at that restaurant. Remember when he was acting insane?
You can just tell, like, even with that, you said no. He's one of those guys, if he doesn't get what he wants right then, he's going to cause a scene or an issue. Like,
that was scary. Her friend, her male friend stood up to, like, check him. Like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. But it's like, they are the only couple that I've seen, like, what I see to be any type of true connection, true love. I mean, that's terrifying. Varya seems like, I mean, besides the fact that she's gangster as hell, obviously, but she seems like a sweet young woman.
Besides, she's, you know, and head of the Russian mafia.
I mean, who knows what she does in her free time. She, you know, who knows what the hell she's doing, like, slicing people's fingers off. But, I mean, that proposal, I mean, they were taking these weird hospital bracelet-looking things and writing their wishes and, like, stapling on balls. I mean, I felt emotion.
Well, they do seem to be in some kind of Instagram competition. She had on her Instagram the other day, like, when it was a picture of something, and she's like, when all of Jeffrey's fans become Team Varya, and he is heavily promoting, and maybe it's because, you know, all of the things have said they're not going to talk about him. He is heavily promoting his Instagram lives and stuff, and he even had someone
who's... Yeah, those are boring. They're super boring.
I haven't really watched one. He's had a representative, I don't know if it's an agent or what, reach out and give invitations to several podcasters. I did not get an invitation. For certain live broadcasts.
Well, we would refuse. We don't want to talk to him anyway. That's why he didn't reach out, because he knows.
And, so he's heavily promoting himself. I mean, enough where he has an agent type person. And I don't know. I wonder, it just looking back and looking at his behavior and stuff and knowing what we now know, it just kind of gives you chills watching it on TV.
It gives you chills. It's creepy. And I think it's also important to mention that his son also had a really ugly leather jacket on.
And the other one had a really nice scarf.
The same one with the crazy scarf was wearing the insane leather jacket, but we don't talk about children. But they look to be like young adults, so I think it's fair.
They looked like the age of consent, and
they were making those choices. Okay.
And every ugly leather jacket is a step closer to my duster that's waiting. So I'm not going to hinder progress.
Listen, we're all on a pendulum, okay? So we're learning. So then we were moving to. I'm sorry,
Stacy and Darcy. The only couple that I actually like. And I think that if they switched Stacy and Darcy, or Darcy was sick one day and they just put Stacy in, I don't think I would know.
I would never
they
know.
They look so much alike. So much alike.
But have you noticed that neither of them look like the pictures that they show on the show? The photographs with and their significant others.
Like, this is true.
Who are these other fill-in models that you hired for your photos? Because that is not what you look like.
They are smart, though, because they have capitalized on this, like, bombshell twin thing. Like, what do you all do to they have some very expensive things. Like, if you're looking, if you ever get a glimpse inside Darcy's suitcase and look at some of the labels she's pulling out of there, like, some very expensive stuff.
And I think she had on some Louis Vuitton little boots on for this last episode. And when she stepped on top of her other suitcase so that she could reach up tall enough to see the mirror in the bathroom. What? Going on.
They are just consistent. Like, if one of them dyes their hair, the other one dyes their hair. If one of them gets a little work, the other one gets a little work. If one of them puts on weight, allegedly, the other one puts on some weight, allegedly. Because
if one gets wedding nails because she's actually getting married, the other one gets wedding nails. What?
I know, like, when it's established which one is which, that is Darcy because she has on white, and that is Stacy because she has on black. That's the only reason I know. And when I'm looking at them trying to find, like, I can tell, like, you know, maybe there's some subtle differences, but if they mix them up on me, and they could be mixing them up all the time, I wouldn't know.
They do a switcheroozy?
I wouldn't know. And I do think Stacy is getting her own show. Do you think that?
Actually, can imagine. But I mean, what do I know?
They said a lot about K1. He was coming over to get his K1, and I think that they are pumping us up for a season with Stacy and Florian. You heard it here first.
I mean, do you think that they can carry a show all by themselves?
Not the whole show. I think they're going to do a 90-Day Fiancé.
Okay.
With Stacy as the main.
I think that we should take this moment to talk about open back shirts.
And do's and don'ts.
Does not wear open back shirts, because I know my limitations, and knowing your weaknesses is a strength, ladies. And so, why? I mean, she's tiny. Darcy's tiny. Why is she wearing a shirt that makes her look like she's got back?
She has an adorable little figure. But everything they wear
tiny.
Is so tight and so like. It's making fat when there's no fat there to make. It's literally like squishing stuff together to. If she wore things a size or two larger, she would look so much smaller. And she doesn't look big to begin with. Like, I think I love Darcy, and I think she's genuinely a nice person. I was looking at their lawn and stuff when
she's
were packing.
She's precious, and I think that she wants love and she deserves love.
I think Darcy and Stacy are probably really good neighbors and fun. Like, they'll probably, like, I don't know. I was like, they live in, like, a regular neighborhood, and it's like, I don't know. And I think they're very smart. They have really capitalized on this twin thing, and this, like, weird thing about dating men in odd places, and and the weird little song they, I mean, they're interest, they're, I'm entertained. I want to see what they're going to do.
That's true. I mean, they bring her back. Her story's over. They keep bringing her back and bringing her back and bringing her back. Want her to win. I want her to find love.
I do too.
Damn it.
And you know, maybe their soulmates are each other. And
that's a horrible thought, because they hate each other. I mean, that sounds like the type of soulmate that I'm in line for.
I could do a lot worse than Darcy, and you could too, Stacy, if you're listening to this. So I just think, like, imagine if they were your neighbors and you just saw Darcy and Stacy at the fence, you know, taking your trash out or something. Like, I bet they're really good neighbors. I bet they have little, I don't know.
And then I bet you they would come and sit on the porch and have a drink and say, oh my God, Tom's friend tried to text me.
And tell you all about it, like they had known you for years.
Tom's mom. I mean, it would be endless entertainment. I would love it. We would fall in love.
And she gets so emotional on her cameos. People tend to pick Darcy if a friend has recently broken up with someone. And for her to deliver like a, you know, get back out, or like, you're too good for him message or something. But a lot of times she gets so emotional that she starts, you know, crying during these about like she really wants to find love. And
this is making me sad. I want her to have love. I feel like she really deserves it. And stupid Tom asking if she's put on weight.
It's a horrible thing. It's the worst thing that's happened all season, including losing the toe.
50 to 75 pounds, or whatever they call it over in England. Pounds.
Shittiest.
And then what is the other thing?
Kilos, or is it kilos?
Whatever the other weird name is. Liters. I want him to get fat as fuck, okay? And I want Darcy to say, looks like you put on a little bit of
Think that is the shittiest thing anyone has said all season, including everything Ed has said, just because I think it was like, Tom,
talk about Ed.
Are you secretly a serial killer, Tom? Because you knew how much that would bother her.
That was hateful, and he was such a shit. And I thought she was actually really being very kind and understanding, because she even met him and he was like out, you know, with another girl and taking photos and posting photos of himself and another girl. That's not just like, obviously, he's seeing someone else. I mean, if you're in a committed relationship with someone doing that, I mean, that's completely unacceptable.
It was unclear.
She was very gracious.
Were they together when he was doing that? Like, to me, it was unclear if they were together.
My understanding was that, yes, they were together. And he was like, you know, I wish I'd handled it differently. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I thought she was very, very gracious and classy. And I thought that he was absolutely not.
He was not. And a friend of Tom's reached out to Darcy because she's blocked him. which very good. You go, girl. Block him on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him sneak a tweet in there. Don't let him slide in your DMs. Don't let him do anything.
No.
So someone reached out on Tom's behalf, and that was just a very vague email. Like, was he trying? Does Tom want Darcy back?
I don't know. Like, when she was reading the first DM, I thought that could be anybody, literally anybody that has your phone number pretending to be Tom's friend. But then when she followed up with, and then Tom's mother reached out with the same type of sentiment, I thought, Tom's absolutely out there trying to get somebody to reconnect, either because he wants to be back with her, because the new girl dumped him because she found out what a wanker he is.
Or because he realized what a good catch Darcy is, and the sky's the limit with fucking Darcy.
I don't think he's smart enough for that.
You don't know what you're going to... You're going to have a spinoff, Tom. You're going to have Darcy, Stacy, Florian, and Tom take Australia.
I mean, that shirt with the skull on the back, I mean, I think that's everything we need to know. I think that we need to take this moment to recognize that as a red flag.
And to
somebody with a bedazzled skull on the back of their shirt,
And Darcy has good fashion taste. Like, say, and maybe sometimes it's, she likes nice things. She knows good fashion.
Right.
But I think they are psyching us up for, I think Stacey's going to be on the next 90 day with Florian. Remember Florian?
Mm-hmm.
And
by, I mean, no.
And that was her boyfriend in Albania. Remember when Darcy and Tom, when they took the little detour instead of going to the romantic island.
I remember when they did a little double date. But, I mean, my concern is you've been with them for 4.5 years, and now y'all are just getting married. I mean, I don't know what real relationships are like. I've just had a bunch of really weird ones. And so maybe that's how people do it. But
how do you get to know someone? I mean, he lives, like, literally in, like, Transylvania almost. I mean, I think I would imagine that's by Albania. Like, I could not point
to about that voice, like the count, like one.
I could not point to Albania on a map. To be fair, I probably could not also, I could not point to,
yes, we can.
I could not point to Nebraska on a map, but,
I don't know. It's somewhere up north, I think.
Albania or Nebraska?
Not important. You know, knowing your weaknesses is a strength. Okay, geography, not.
That's why the good Lord invented GPS. So when we get out of, when we get done with Stacey and Darcy getting their nails done, we move on to Usman and Lisa heading to the airport. And and then we have a very, it made my skin crawl, of her. They're at, she's hugging him from behind. She's Big Spoon. And she's talking with, like, her lips and her whiskers right up against his face and whiskers. And
listen.
It was, ugh.
People with whiskers have rights too, Katie. Okay. Lily.
Whoever. Doesn't matter. But it.
Old whiskered senior citizen. That's just myself. Also would like to have love, okay?
And just talking to him in that weird voice. Ugh.
And talking about how this is going to be the hardest thing she's ever done.
Like, and leaving her best friend. How are you guys best friends? You're not best friends.
Yeah, that's me too. Like, is this what best friends do? I mean, you know, I've had a couple arguments with my best friend from time to time. It's not like baby girl and Usman's argument.
And this is not your best friend, Lisa. This is your hot young piece of ass. And in your eyes, that's what he is. So let's not make him more like...
It's a business partner. It's a business partner.
Yeah. Yeah. And now hopefully a home healthcare worker, if she's in that bad shape.
What really stood out to me was that his face looked sad through all the scenes. The first smile that we see from Usman is when she's in the line.
She's going through the gate.
And then he cracks a smile. And he walks out like, yes.
I have...
He's like basically trying not to skip.
Written down
all the fans.
What was Usman's... I noticed that too. I have written down, what was Usman's first thought when she walked through that gate? Like, thank God.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Thank God, and Greyhound, she's gone. Like, I
mean... to is I just get her in that plane, I get her the hell out of here.
Sun came out in Nigeria for the first time.
I mean, they probably had a whole nother party at that same restaurant.
All of a sudden, people are smiling. People are a little kinder in Nigeria, all of a sudden, for some reason.
The sky's a little bluer.
People are smiling a little more. There's a little louder. A little more please, a little more thank you.
He looked just like he'd made it through the wilderness. And you know.
And well done, sir. He did. And kudos to you.
He did.
I admire determination, and I admire you are sticking through with, you know what you're signing up for, and you are good for you.
It's literally like one of those days when you have like a horrific day at work and you're like, this is the worst fucking day ever. And so you get in your car and you're like, okay, I know I'm going to go get some Tito's. I know I'm going to get some ginger beer. I'm going to, you know, make a Moscow Mule, and we're going to fucking, you know, celebrate making it to this day. That is the look he has on his face.
Yeah. And, I cannot wait to spend a minute. I cannot wait to open my eyeballs and not see your face. I'm going to blink and I'm going to open my eyes and you're not going to be there.
Past 6:45 and not have your fucking face. We got to get up. Get up.
I cannot wait to talk to women that I don't have to talk into wearing a bra and show photographic evidence of why you should wear one. And
Oh my God.
Okay. So then we go, we have a lot of airport scenes. We go to Lana and David at the airport, and David, when the translator is not talking, also kind of talks to Lana in a baby voice. And I kind of wanted to kick David in his vagina the whole time during when he comes back, like, I don't want to go. And it just.
And my take on this was very unique. I just was really focused in on Lana's facial gestures. And it almost looked like there was a running joke between her and the cameraman and the producer.
I think there
it was like her. It's almost
I think
like
his name was
if
David.
You go somewhere and you've got like your friends behind you and somebody you don't like is like trying to talk to you or hug you and they're like giving you this face of like, you know, and you're like trying not to like react to your friends like talking shit about whoever's talking to you. That's all I could keep thinking of. Like, she was like looking at the producer, the cameraman, laughing, thinking like, I know this is a fucking shit show. And it was ridiculous.
It transcends any language barrier there was. I know this is ridiculous.
Like, can you believe I'm doing this?
Is translated like, in every language except David. He's the only one that's not in on this.
Oh my God. And then if she had known that was a cubic zirconia.
So hold on. Did you notice when she said, write me when you can, all of a sudden she spoke really good English?
I thought, even when she said Las Vegas, I thought like, girl, you're fluent. And you are pulling, I mean, of course she's pulling a fantastic scam. I mean, this is not her first rodeo.
And she's got to, you would think, she's communicated with him for what, it's been like 7 years? There's got to, so she's in for the long con, so to speak. So she's playing the long game. Like, you don't do that being dumb.
Job.
And
you're
not
training other people how to do this.
You're not communicating with all these people and only speaking one language, which brings me to, and I want to get to the cubic zirconia. So what does leaving this, I'm very interested in how these websites work. Like, they cost, they're fucking genius, whoever came up with them. So
genius,
you have to spend so much money to even talk to her. What is her benefit of staying on the website? Why would she not just give someone her phone number? And why would
they have to be paying her too? They have to be paying her too. Like, they must get a cut of whatever the thing is. Like, they have to both be making money. Like, maybe like a 70-30 split. Like 30% to the website, 70% to her.
Was talking. He was like, to send her like, you know, a bouquet of flowers is like $400, and you have to send it via the website or something. So yeah. That must be what's happening, because, I mean, my God.
If you could put a quick note on your notepad for us to figure out how to get our own website started so we can get in on this. This sounds fantastic.
I mean, and so, but what I don't understand, how do you travel internationally? And it's not even like a big city, like he's going to Paris or what. He's going to some, I think, what looks to be like a non-touristy town in Russia. Like,
to be fair, I am terrible with geography, and I have no idea.
You know, he could have been in Moscow for all, if that's even still a city. I don't know, but You're going somewhere very unfamiliar. Five, and you don't have that person's phone number. And it was just a big deal. Like, do you think we can go off the website? And you notice when he did call, she didn't answer. She didn't answer.
Oh my God. Just all the times that he looked like he was about to cry. I mean, it was like I equal parts wanted to be like help him and equal parts wanted to shake him. Like, David, come on now. Like, come on, buddy. And when you know that you're feeling stupid because she's not at a funky game all day long and babysitting her nephew. A nephew is code for her other lovers.
Watching Sex in the City or anything except being around him. And when she said it's a shame that he's leaving, or the translator said that she said that, and I thought, well, hockey season must be over because she must have more time now, because you know someone travels for the fifth time to see you and you can't hang out when they get there for a couple days because you've got to go to your nephew's hockey games. And
I mean, what type of are your nephews
on the Mighty Duck? Do your nephews play for a little team called the Mighty Ducks? That's the only answer.
I mean, there's no way. This is ridiculous. And he was like, you know what? I feel stupid as hell. I'm going to wander around this cold ass town and wait for her to call me back. I mean,
and he takes up for her. Like, well, I mean, she obviously had to go to her nephew's hockey games. I guess, you know, she could have hung out with me, but I guess that's important. Like, if I. You know, you and I live, what, like 7 hours away from each other or something? And if I came in town and you didn't see me that night, I would be offended. And
of course, I want you to reflect on that man who was getting chased with a machete in the park on that other episode. That's what we would have. If you were trying to pretend you were anywhere for one day, I mean, literally, I would let you go to work. But past that, no. And we're not nephewing and we're not hockey gaming. You're going to hang out with me and you're going to fucking love it.
But it's like you don't, and it wasn't a surprise because he's planned each and every visit, and I'm sure has given her an extensive itinerary of every visit.
But it's just such a mind fuck because, I mean, she's going out to dinner with him. She's acting like she's happy to see him again in her cold Russian way.
She seems thrilled. She seems thrilled.
It's tomfoolery and it's trickery. And she's really good at it. And she probably tricked me, too.
She's taking a long nap and gathering her strength is what she's doing.
I mean, she's an asset. I mean, let's talk about her being 25. She's 40. Every day of 40. And she's been doing this since she was like 12 years old.
25. She's fantastic. 25 when they met, and he hasn't noticed that she hasn't aged.
Me.
Okay. You're right. She's got to be exhausted because, I mean, just to even keep this up.
Oh, my God. That would mean that they met when she was 18. That's disgusting.
Well, he said 28. 28 is what he said when I was rewatching today. He said 28. Because when he was comparing websites, he was like, that's Lana's correct height.
Like a pedophile. Ew.
Yeah. It's ugh. And, I mean, but even without meeting him, to keep that up for 7 years. All of that. And, like, do you think that they were ever like, oh, my God, this dude really came here again and again? Like, her and whoever else is in...
out with her girlfriends. They would drink red wine and laugh their asses off.
The people that run the website, they're all out drinking and, like, checking their messages. I mean, like, look at this dummy. He is down the street.
If she wasn't at a restaurant watching him at the train station... Like, just getting, like, shitty on champagne and watching him just wander and wander and wander. I mean, it's funny, but it's sad. It's really sad. Oh, God.
So, I have heard, again, on 90 Day Gays, they said that they actually said it was Erica that leaked the reunion. I did not see that link, or I would have watched it.
I wanted to see the leaked reunion, too. I gotta go look that up.
It's a Zoom one, and apparently... they're blaming it on Erica. It was posted in the Sissy Squad on Facebook somewhere, and I'm going to look for it. And it's probably all over the internet by now. But I haven't watched it. I'm going to watch it Sunday or maybe tonight. I don't know. If everyone else has seen it, why shouldn't I? So you said, why do you think the ring is a fake that David gave Lana?
Why do I think it's fake? Because didn't we see a scene of him going and buying a ring and saying, I just want it to be a cheap something or another. And also, I saw online that it was fake. I mean, I think that Lana deserves a fake-ass ring. I mean, I think that she does She works really hard.
Until she puts out, she deserves the fake ring. She deserves the real thing if she puts out.
It's time for David to have a check on his side. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it's time.
That's the only. Yeah, you're right. David won Lana 1,000.
Yeah. I think it was time for David to, you know. I would like to see Lana, knock down a few more pegs, personally.
She's very smart.
But I still kind of like her.
She's an evil genius. I fear her, respect her, and don't want her to hear anything bad. Much like Erica Jane, I don't want her to think I feel ill towards her. So the people that were not, that we didn't see, who didn't we see? We didn't see Avery and Ash, who, they are both very attractive people, looks-wise.
We're not counting his eyeballs.
all three of them are very attractive. But
if he's wearing sunglasses, he's hot. They're sunglasses, scary.
And again, he's in Australia, so I don't think he's living in terrible conditions in Australia. I don't know. Do you think they're really in love?
I think once she got laid, that she was like, we'll work through these problems.
And then she went to the seminar.
She was like, that was fantastic. I don't know where he learned to do that, probably with the 100,000 women he's currently dating. But we're going to make this work. And I think that she enjoyed telling herself that lie as it was like crumbling and crumbling and crumbling.
And it was exciting until you are trapped in the outback of Australia with a psycho. And then shit gets real when his eyeballs are bulging out at you and you think, this man is a stranger. And then
conference. Wow.
His conference. Oh my God. Women and their insignificant brains can't compartmentalize anything. It was very funny to watch all the women's face, as the producers did a very good job of panning to him throughout the conference, and then panning to the pleasant women, and then it would pan to him, and then all of a sudden kind of puzzled women pan to him, irritated women pan to him, flat out angry women,
bulging eyes.
But I think it did alleviate her concerns that women were going to go to his seminars and fall in love with him.
But she fell in love with him. I mean, people can look past the redonkulosity.
But is this what he does for a living? Like, how come I can't make money doing something like that? He had like 12 people. Like, does he have another job? Or is, like, Jesse, Julia and I were talking about that. Like, when they say, I'm a life coach, and then it shows, like, their seminars of Jesse with the 12 senior citizens, and then Avery saying he's a relationship coach. And these are, like, 7 women that maybe wandered by the Holiday Inn that day and picked up a flyer. And how are they doing? Jesse already has kind of a platform, and I don't know. Maybe Avery is a... Ash is a superstar in Australia, but I don't see how he's doing that full-time for a living.
I don't know how he's doing anything full-time for a living and, like, purchasing that many bouquets of flowers. I mean, that flower business guy was like, oh, my God, he's in here every day buying bouquets of flowers. He must have 100,000 girlfriends. Wow. I mean, anybody who has any idea about fresh flowers, my God, I mean,
they are
if you're
ridiculous.
Getting a beautiful bouquet, that's going to be like $100.
Flowers are so expensive. I sent some to somebody in the hospital recently, and when I saw them, I spent a lot of money, and it looked like crap.
I'm telling you, they're beautiful. They're beautiful, but, I mean, you can spend a hell of a lot of money, and it can be tiny, tiny. So the fact that he is just like there every week, he is not on the up and up.
I would
he is
say
doing shady, shady stuff.
Get an impressive looking bouquet, like where long stem roses, like all the works. Like you're looking at least $200 to $300, possibly.
I mean, depends on what the cost of living is, what area in the country you're living in. But I mean, it's most definitely, over 100, easily. Easily over 100, and
when we get into exotic orchids and photosynthesis. Mm. We can't calculate all that, the worth of a flower. And, photosynthesize. We support it.
We do.
Well, so let's end on a good note with Ed and Rosemary. Do you think Ed has struggled with the question all season? Do you think Rosemary loves Ed for Ed, or that she wants something else out of it? Why would she want to get out of that, those fantastic circumstances it looks like she has going on? That,
you know, I feel like having rats run through your home on a regular basis would be enough to compel you to make a relationship with a monster work. I mean,
no, Ed,
if you've
never
had a mouse or a rat, it can be disturbing as fuck.
And just one, much less those conditions. And it's enough to make you want to possibly date a man that's shaped like a big potato with a little potato for a head and no neck, and for that man to be arrogant enough to tell you what's wrong with you, and to ask, do you love me for, yes, Ed, she's charmed by your great looks and your great personality. It's not at all that she wants to upgrade her circumstances. Like, why would you think that, fucking dumbass?
And the thing is, like, I had some sympathy for him in the beginning. You know, he's got an illness or whatever. But, I mean, once he started to be such an asshole, all of that changed. And I stopped having sympathy for him. And I think that he really deserves what he got. And, I mean, and honestly, it's really gross. She's super young. He's 50-something. There's, like, a 30-year-old age difference. And like I mentioned earlier, it's like that those weird looks that, like, you give your senior citizen parents when they're acting like dodo. It's like, ugh, like, stop your psycho. Like, those are the looks that he continually saw. And then, I mean, him making issue about, you know, other monetary things for her, but he is going all out on purchasing all types of lingerie for her and other nasty stuff. It's just... I'm glad that she was able to kind of wise up and realize
she's
the
hero of the season for being gone from that hotel room.
But she could really have a better agreement with a better person.
Well, that's what we were talking. Julia and I were talking about that. I said, I feel like if she wants to come to America, there are better options for her than Ed. Like, it may not, you know, she can have a better situation than Ed.
Absolutely. I mean, think about the last season, Juliana and was it Michael?
And Juliana lucked out. Like, that's a very good situation she got. And it might not
be something, they actually loved each other.
And it might not be that good, but it's not going to be Ed, girl.
Correct.
Like,
right.
There's another there are other gross men that will pay
and
for everything
deceptive.
For you.
He was deceptive. I mean, that's. She wants to have more children.
The children thing was a big deal.
Like, I mean, I'm glad that she busted him out. I think that he deserved it. I hope that he is sad. And
did you notice he changed his voice when he talked to her, too? Like, he talked to her like she was a child. Are you excited to go on the airplane, Rose? Look, it's a big airplane. We're going to the beach. Like, it's like you would talk to a little kid.
I don't know, because I've never paid a person in another country to be my lover, so I can't say...
Never say never. It's not a hard
name. I mean, you know, the night is young, but I don't know how I would kind of broach that language barrier. I mean, I do stupid things all the time, so likely I would do something really dumb, so there's that.
Okay, well, there is that, like... I think that I'm going to end on that note, too. Likely, I would do something dumb. So, who am I to judge these people for their dumb decisions? but I think that that was a good overview of everybody. And I'm excited to see this reunion. I don't know if I'm going to sneak and watch it. Are you going to try to find it?
Oh, my God. I would love to. I'm so excited. It looks super dramatic. And I want to watch everybody crash and burn.
I love the 90-day reunions that I've seen. They are good. They are really good. Like, something dramatic always happens. Okay. Yeah. Well, Sam, thank you so much for joining us today. And are there any final words you want to say to everyone?
Nope.
Okay.
Be careful with your toes and watch out for gangrene and for people trying to trick you into love in Russia. It's really cold there. Other than that, I think that's all I've got.
Those are some tips. Don't say that we aren't trying to give back. And so everyone, thank you for listening, and hopefully this was a pleasant I'm trying to do a very good closing here, and that was terrible, guys. I'm gonna start over. Thank you for because I hate to edit, if you guys haven't noticed. Thank you all for listening, and hopefully this has been a pleasant distraction from all of the hatefulness going on right now, and I hope everyone is safe. And we wish you all the best, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. And Sam,
bye.